Welcome to the Circle of the Panda podcast. So I'm going to talk today about winning the lottery ticket, the being born actually with a winning lottery ticket. All right, so what do I mean by being born with a winning lottery ticket? You know, some of us are born into a situation where things are in our favor. You know, I hate to say it that way, but we need to acknowledge it. You know, some people are born in a certain area of the world where opportunities are greater. Living in the U.S., we certainly have those. And we're born into a family situation where the opportunities are greater. It could be, quite frankly, it could be the way we look, the way we sound, you name it. We were born with, as I've heard stated somewhere before, a winning lottery ticket. So that's what we need to understand, that you sometimes in certain situations, there are not things that you have done personally to deserve that. You were just born with a winning lottery ticket, and it just depends on how you play it. Now, I've been very fortunate to have been in that kind of situation. I was certainly not going to make the cover of any kind of magazine or anything like that, but also did not have any problem being voted, going to proms or being voted in as officers in school situation or anything like that. There are some people, however, that are never asked to a prom, and I went to 5 or 6 of them. But some people are never asked, and often it's because of just a situation that was outside of their control. At one point, I was first picked, and about every sporting event we played in school, I was first picked. There's some people that are never picked, or last picked, or just won't play. And I don't want to take away from those people that are athletic, that put all the work in. So I don't want to take away from that. But in some situations, it's just because of your makeup. You're just fortunate. Born with a winning lottery ticket. It certainly applies to jobs and promotions. We can not want to acknowledge that or ignore that fact, but there are certain people and situations to where promotions become easier, jobs become easier. They're the golden boy or the golden girl or whatever you want to call it. They were handpicked for certain reasons, and sometimes those reasons are because they were born with a winning lottery ticket. There were some things in their favor that from the very beginning that they had nothing to do with. It's not a choice. It's not something that you learn. It's just what happens. And that's what I'm talking about. Those things that you were just naturally born with that gave you the advantage over others. And sometimes that happens. Now, I was born into a difficult situation at childbirth, and this is why I bring this up. It's because when I was born, I was coming out backwards, and I had a cord wrapped around my neck. Now, I use this image, and I use this example because I want some people out there to hear this, okay? So I was born backwards. They had to do whatever they do to go in and get me out of there and get the cord unwrapped around my neck. But think about this. And this applies to a lot of us. What if that cord had stayed around a little longer? What if the cord could not be removed? What if there is a cutoff of oxygen to my brain or blood flow, or however that looks? You hear the stories about that all the time, that people were born into difficult situations that impacted them for the rest of their lives because something like that happened in the womb. The cord was wrapped around their neck. So how many seconds more would that have happened for my life to be altered, to go from born with the winning lottery ticket to a life of struggle? I have somebody interviewed on one of these podcasts, and after the podcast, I said, And she has cerebral palsy. And I said, well, that was a great podcast. It's going to be such an inspiration to so many people. She said, JD, sometimes I don't want to be an inspiration to many people. I just want to know why I have to hurt every single day. Kind of puts things in perspective. All right, so why do I make this point? That understand for many of us that we are born with that lottery ticket, that winning lottery ticket. I'm going back through this. I know this is repeat, but hanging with me as I get to the point. The right country, we're healthy, we're in a favored group, we're afforded opportunities due to the luck of the draw. Maybe that's a better way to put it. Second thing is, however, what happens when the winning lottery ticket no longer works or the winning streak is over? Think about it. You see all that all the time too on the news. You see that all the time on the news about somebody that has fame and fortune and been very fortunate and has won a lot of ways, and then things shift. And then what happens? So what happens when either you didn't play the ticket well enough or it no longer works? The winning streak is over. You are no longer the golden boy or the golden girl. You are no longer afforded opportunities because of certain situations. You get to a certain age. You make decisions to take you out of that group. There's a number of things. Things are done to you or circumstances happen, and all of a sudden you find yourself on the outside looking in, and the ticket has been cashed in and you didn't play it well, or was not played well enough to cover it. What happens there? The winning is gone and the crowd has stopped cheering. What often happens is the value that you bring is gone, or the perceived value that you bring is gone. This happens to many people when they hit certain ages, or they end up on a losing end of some good something, or they end up on a losing end of a political game, or they don't get that promotion, or they're no longer seen as the in crowd. When that is removed and the perception as value is removed, it creates something in someone, that person, that there's a great loss. And then what fills it? What fills it? That's why it's important to remember these things. Do not be defined by things that don't matter. Because when you find yourself on the outside looking in, the ticket is gone. The gold is gone. The goldness is gone. However you want to state that. You're no longer with the in crowd. You're seen as an outsider. It creates a vacuum. A vacuum where you question your own value because you're no longer perceived as adding value. What do you do? Well, if you're fortunate enough to realize this at an early age, which I was not, is you do not place your value on an idol. You do not place your value on an idol. You place your value in something that's based on trust that will last forever. Do not place it on an idol. And also, please remember this one. No matter how old you are, no matter where you find yourself, you can always serve someone else. Key part of this. You can always serve someone else. And that is where the real value is found. Make things just a little bit better. So I want to end it here and just summarize that if you have been played the winning lottery ticket, if you have that winning lottery ticket, play it well. And when I say play it well, make sure you focus on the right things, don't hit the idols, and serve those around you. And if you find yourself one day questioning your value because others are questioning your value, remember, you have great value no matter where you find yourself. You have great value. Use it as an opportunity to serve others. And I want to end this podcast too, as there is a new feature on the podcast outlets, and you will see right there at the top in the description box, you will see a way that you can actually do fan mail, and you can when you fill that out, I get a text message in there. So you can reach out to me. So if you have any questions or any thoughts, or there's a certain topic you want to hear about, I love studying and I'm curious about those kind of things. So if you have something we need to learn about that kind of lines up with where we're headed, drop me a note in that little fan mail link at the top of every episode now on the podcast outlets. And with this, I'm going to end this, and I wish you all the best and peace to you.